store and online now until Valentine's Day. You're getting a free Satisfyer one-night stand toy with any $75 purchase.
More romance, more intimacy, more often, lovers lay.
Make your way into the closest lover's lane, because now, in-store only through the 12th, you get a free lingerie bag with any apparel purchase.
More romance, more intimacy, more often, lover's lane.
Hello again, and welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Haley. I'm an intimacy expert online. I'm a romance specialist in our stores, and I'm the host of no longer the Lover's Lane podcast, but we have changed our name to the Intimacy Advisor podcast. So I will be sure to give you our new social tags at the end of the episode. But welcome, everyone. This is episode 20, and I think that I personally need to kind of just take a step away from talking about sex and products just for a week. And I really think it does have to do with the pandemic. Like, me coming to work and say, have sex, have sex, have sex, is not always like how a relationship is going to swing. You need the intimacy to be built. You need the connection. You need the communication to be built. And sex isn't exactly solving that. It isn't exactly something that we want all the time, especially right now when we're kind of in Valentine's full swing. I think this is the perfect time to just kind of take a step back and evaluate your relationship, evaluate what this past year has done to your relationship. Has it strengthened you? Has it hurt you? Have you worked through tough problems? Because I bet within this year, there's something that's happened in your relationship or your family or something that was a really hard time, and you need your support system to be able to lean on. I do. You know, sex is obviously a huge part of relationships. If that wasn't true, Lover's Lane and myself, we would not be here being able to talk to you about everything. But I think for once, we're just going to take a step away, because like I said before, the reality of the situation isn't that, you know, sex is always something that we want. So I'm going to give some different, maybe just communication tips, romantic ideas, something to do for like a date night. Take yourself out of the stress that's happening this past year, and maybe something nice that you could do for Valentine's Day rather than me just tell you about products that, of course, yes, work, and some fun stuff you could play with in the bedroom. But I am about connection and passions as well. And I hope that anyone listening might find that interesting. But not to worry, episode 21 is going to be all about the Valentine's sex expectations. So you guys can look forward to that next week. Absolutely. I think I just kind of need to face that cabin fever is very real. And just because of COVID and being stuck with the same people in my house, we don't get to take a break to unwind with our friends or even our family. We don't get to travel or go anywhere other than our house, maybe to the grocery store, to work, and back. There's no relaxing weekend away. If you want that, you almost have to make it yourself. We need to take time out of our day to connect back to our partner. If you haven't heard I believe it's episode 1. It's all about love languages. If you haven't heard that episode, which I'm guessing many of you haven't because the podcast really did take off a little bit more than I anticipated it to. So if you haven't heard our first episode, I encourage you guys to just pause this one and go play that one. And if you don't feel like it, that's okay. I'm going to go over our love languages anyway. There's 5 love languages that Gary Chapman, who was a marriage counselor, you know, recognized in his practice, and they're true. Probably one of these love languages is your primary and your partner's primary, and you may have a secondary one as well. For example, my love language is quality time. And actually, the day before I'm recording this episode now, I felt so sad. I was just stressed out with the kids and doing their school online with them and, you know, watching Cocomelon over and over again. And it was just, it felt overwhelming to me to be doing this with no break. There's no time for yourself right now because you really are involved with your family and just stress of being in the house, that cabin fever, like I was saying. And I don't feel shameful for having those feelings. I'm human. So I know that they come, and I know that they might be real for anyone listening as well. So just recognize that. And you're not an enemy or anything like that. But what I was saying is my love language is quality time. So I went to my partner yesterday and we put the kids to bed. And I said, listen, I need us to put our phones down. And I just want to cuddle and to fall asleep watching a movie. Like, I craved that feeling. That's exactly what we did. But being able to kind of take a step back and dive in your own head, not exactly your surroundings, just your head, and figure out, what do you need to make yourself happy right now? What do you need for survival? What do you need just to get up and go do it again the next day? That's very healthy to be able to recognize that in yourself. And it's really great to be able to look at your partner and be able to ask and execute their needs and wants, because everyone has to be feeling this pressure right now. It's kind of a romantic thing that you can do, is take care of each other, to me. So the quality time, you know, being able to put your phone down right now, I just think that's a great thing to do regardless of what your love language is. There's just so much drama online right now. It's a whole nother stress, not even dealing with the pandemic. So I suggest people put that down at least for an hour, maybe two a day minimum. But also, you know, take some time, learn your partner. You guys obviously have time together. Figure out each other's love language. You know, is it acts of service? Could they be helping you with laundry or dishes or something? Could they be running an errand for you that you're just stressed out about? Is it physical touch? Do you need to spend more time bonding and actually touching each other? Are you kind of engulfed in your work day and you don't even, you know, touch their shoulder as you walk by in the hallway or something? Make sure that you do that if that's their love language. It's really important. Little things like that continue to build romance in a relationship. You also, you know, after you figure out those love languages, you need to be able to communicate about what they think is ideal for them in this time. Maybe, you know, your person just wants to put on real clothes that aren't sweatpants, go for a drive, get some Starbucks, go get a bottle of wine, something. There should be no shame in putting the kids to bed a half hour early so that you guys can look at each other in the eyes and connect, talk, discuss your lives. It's also really fun. Maybe, I mean, you could pull out old photographs. You could talk about dream vacations once all this is over and we can get on a plane safely again. I've been doing a lot of workout challenges with my partner too, because the weight gain of the quarantine was real for me too, and now we have our wedding upcoming, so we've been working out together, we've been finding different ways to cook together, and that's nice to be able to learn new things in even a life that right now is a little bit redundant with what's happening in the world. I think the thing I'm very guilty of is maintaining self-care, and I don't mean like meditating or being by yourself or taking care of your laundry or whatever you need to do for yourself. I'm talking like I do feel a little bit more stuck in my sweatpants or skipping a shower now more than ever. So doing something simple like making the bed and getting dressed every day for a week, you know, taking care of yourself every way you can is going to kind of spark that fire to not only put forth some effort to yourself, but also your relationship. It seems really simple, but trust me, if you do little things like this, it just builds, it gets that spark going back in you, and we can do this. We all have to pull ourselves out of this slump that has happened this past year. It feels so weird crawling out of this hole, but I'm doing it right now. I needed it. I need this change. And if I needed the change, someone else out there is going to need it too. That's all I'm saying. I think one of the hardest parts throughout, you know, life currently, how the status of everything is how do we date in the world right now? There's no going out and doing anything, like I've been mentioning and like everybody knows. So you have to get kind of creative with your dates and your romance at home. First step for me would be to take care of myself, make sure that I feel good and that I'm shaven and that I look nice and that I put on some makeup that I wanted to. But cleaning up around the house too, you know, my chores are lacking. So make sure that you vacuum, sweep, do all those things. Seems like another stress, but really it's going to feel really good to have it done. And it will feel like you guys are on a date when the house is taken care of and you're taken care of. And it does require a little bit more setup. You know, you can't actually go anywhere, but think about this too. You're saving money, so you don't have to spend money going out and doing something. You can do it all right from your home. So maybe if you were to make your own like little picnic, I think it would be so fun to bring out, like we have a bunch of couch cushions that the kids have in their little toy room, and pull all those out and then put our comfy blankets over top and make a picnic and actually like a tent almost. Like that would be great. It would be kind of romantic for me. What I would do is take like Christmas lights and put it all inside. Or you can Amazon maybe a little projector and put a movie up on the ceiling. That would be amazing for a date night as well. If you live somewhere warm, I'm jealous for one, but for two, you could absolutely go outside, you know, social distance and go for a walk at nighttime. I can't wait to be able to do that again. Here you can't see the stars, you can only see your breath. And I know that every blog and probably every podcast and everything is telling you for Valentine's Day to give each other massages because you're stuck indoors, but how many times do you hear or read or see that and you don't actually give the massage? My challenge for you this week or throughout Valentine's Day is to actually buy a bottle of massage oil and learn what your partner likes. Do they like lower back massages? Do they like booty massages, upper back? What kind of pressure do they like? Because this will help you when they've had a rough day and they need a quick 5-minute massage. You know exactly where to go to get the job done right so the stress eases. But a massage is phenomenal. It's going to open you, of course, up to sex because everyone's relaxed after. But it also just gives you an opportunity to learn your partner's body, to learn what they like, to talk to them, to learn what they find romantic. There are so many different things on YouTube even that will show you different recipes, different ways to cook together, different new massage techniques, even different kissing techniques. I mean, there's everything. So just taking a little education lesson that seems a little bit awkward with your person could probably be fun. But all these things require that phone to be like in airplane mode or in a different room. And I really think that that's super important for romance right now. For my Valentine's Day this year, we just bought a fondue pot and we are going to play each of our favorite board games. And I might want to do that projector idea too. We already have one in our bedroom, but I want the extra lights and maybe some candlelight and it just to feel different in our house. It's a space that we've definitely gotten comfortable with the past year and I want to see it in a little different light and be able to fall in love with my person all over again in our home. I know it seems a little bit weird to think about, but right now we really are kind of faced with an amazing opportunity, if you put it in a different light, to uncover more about ourselves and uncover more about our relationships, our finances, you know, our what makes us sane, what makes us happy, and be able to reflect on that. And I know that I'm kind of thankful for this time. It seems, you know, it's different. It's not the end of the world. It's a lot of hardships and self-reflection and moving forward and growth. That's all that it is. So being able to take a step back, being able to communicate, being able to uncover what your person loves about you and themselves and what's romance to them is a blessing in disguise. So I hope that that is what's executed this Valentine's Day. It's going to be a different one. But if you are a couple that enjoys traveling, doing things out of the house, heck, rent a hotel room that isn't far away. Or if you want to make a little bit of a drive, or Airbnbs are actually being cleaned really well right now. They have different cleaning procedures and everything. Like I said, that massage oil, I'm for real, do it. Like warm it up, learn different pressures, put on a video, talk to your partner, see what they like. Go get some takeout, go get a bottle of wine, change the way your house looks, clean yourself. These things seem really simple, but it makes a huge difference. I'm talking to coworkers and I'm talking to friends and I miss everybody. I miss a lot of my friends and hearing about their relationship and, you know, everyone just kind of doesn't seem excited right now. Not about their relationship or anything like that, but about that there's nothing to look forward to. That we, you know, the reality is we don't know when life will be adjusted and we can go somewhere and we can plan a trip. We're not exactly sure when that's going to happen. And I don't mean to be so negative or anything like that. I'm just, you know, I'm hopefully I'm encouraging you And I find it to be a positive experience. It's redundant and it's hard and we're working through things, but I am learning so much about my family and I am so thankful to have this time with them that I would regularly never have, especially at an age where the kids are young and I get to see them every day rather than send them to school or to daycare. I get to see my partner be an amazing parent. I get to see my partner and I work through really difficult things in our relationship and lives and parenting and finances and things that I feel like are going to come up over the course of an entire relationship in the past year so quickly. So I really give everyone credit for the effort that is put into a relationship during a pandemic. It is not easy. People are stressed. If you look up any article on any site about dating, surviving a relationship in COVID, there is so much information out there and it's hard to hear and to read because we're all going through it, but I'm proud of us. I know there's real struggles and there's gotta be real romance in our lives in order to be able to work through this. So I know that your relationship is built on a great foundation. And if you're struggling or if you just don't know what to do this holiday or if you don't know how to connect, self-reflect on what you have been through. And look at your partner and tell them how appreciative you are of them and this year. You guys, I am going to make this a short episode for you because next week we are going to get all back into the fun, good sexpectations that come with Valentine's and that connection that you're going to develop this week and hopefully through however long this pandemic lasts, knowing that you can do it and that you've come this far and everything is good and you will continue to put in effort and work, you're doing it. So thank you for listening to the Intimacy Advisor podcast. Thanks for sticking around this long and I'll provide you guys with our new social tags. We're on Instagram at Intimacy Advisor Pod, P-O-D. It's all one word. We are on Twitter at IA_Pod, P-O-D. That's IA_Pod on Twitter. And our Facebook is Intimacy Advisor Podcast. You can find us there. As always, if you have questions, concerns, need someone to talk to, you can always reach out to me. My email is Haley. It's Haley at loverslane.com. Have a great Valentine's planning, guys. I will be back on Monday to give you all of my sexual expertise. Bye. Talk to you then. Lover's Lane. Lover's Lane. Lover's Lane. Lover's Lane. Couples that play together, stay together.